What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And again, due to the vicissitudes of the Vonage Corporation, our toll-free number is not working. And the numbers, if you want to call into the show, are area code 512-716-1603. 512-716-1883 and 512-716-1897. Now, before we went to the station identification, we're talking about this latest story that's coming on out from Sputnik News about the number of incidents between U.S. and Iranian vessels in the Persian Gulf doubled in 2016. Oh, those bad, bad Iranians here. Well, first of all, the United States has put a lot more vessels into the Persian Gulf. So just on the law of statistics, you're going to have more of these interactions, as it were. But they're trying to demonize Iran and make it look like we have a right or a necessity to go after war with Iran. And I'd like to point out something to everybody here. Iran has not initiated a war of conquest in over 200 years. It's not in their nature. The goal here is for Iran's oil to be shackled to the U.S. dollar, and the fact that Iran is one of the few remaining nations on Earth not enslaved to a privately owned central bank. And that's why they're near the top of the U.S. government's special high-interest targets list. And I'd like to point out something else. The Persian Gulf consists of, in large part, Iran's coastline. It's their waters. The United States does not have a coastline in the Persian Gulf. In fact, the United States does not have a coastline anywhere within 6,000 miles of the Persian Gulf. So let us remember who is intruding into other people's parts of the planet here. Now, I want to step on back to the political situation because there's a breaking story here. Apparently, the FBI has recovered 30 emails deleted by Hillary specifically dealing with Benghazi that were not turned over to the State Department. She lied, she lied, she lied, she lied. Cover up, cover up, cover up. Remember what Richard Nixon said. It's not the crime that does you in. It's that cover up. That's what buries you. And that's what's going on here. All right, let's grab a couple of phone calls. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
And they also recovered an empty pickle jar.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Mike, you know, the Iranians know how to play this game, and the Russians know how to play this game. I mean, you got S-400 set up in Syria. You got S-300 set up in Iran. Look, the U.S. is not going to let these countries have an independent foreign policy, and they're going to have an independent foreign policy, so we all know where this is going.
Yeah, we all know where this is going. This is heading into a war that the United States is not going to be able to win, and we, our entire Defense Department and political leadership are caught up in this idea that the United States has never lost a war. Well, we certainly lost in Vietnam, and we didn't exactly win World War I or World War II all by ourselves, despite what you may have seen coming out of Hollywood. In fact, in both World Wars, the U.S. was a little late to the game until they got concessions and picked out which side was likely to win. And then they hopped on board and, oh, look how good we are. But we have, the United States has been at war in all of these countries for 13, 14 years now. Our stockpiles are drawn down. The weapons are worn out. Warplanes and military vehicles and artillery are not designed to last for a very long time because it's expected that when they go into combat, their lifespan is actually measured in days or weeks, not years.
And Mike, if Germany pulls out of Incirlik Air Base, wouldn't it be something if Russia comes in and they set up the S-400 over there? That'd be game over because look at the map.
Yeah, that would be game over. Certainly would end any suggestion that the U.S. and France and Germany are going to go into Turkey because of what Erdogan is doing.
I think Erdogan might be cleaning up. he's playing both sides, but he might be cleaning up the ISIS people that the U.S. has been arming out of those small outskirt towns. That's what I think that's going on. We lost Turkey. Turkey's gone.
Yes, and it's pivoting to Russia. It's probably going to leave NATO, is the indications we're seeing there.
That's all I needed to say today, Mike. All right, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks an awful lot, Dustin. We're going to switch over to John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Continuing in the vein that has been preceded by your explanation of this nonsense with the Persian Gulf and Iran, and Dustin, of course. But what people need to realize is that Iran is not a third world country. They are technologically advanced.
Yes, they are.
And in fact, when that stealth drone approached their border, they said, turn it round or we'll shoot it down. You know, the bullets will fly, and I think the Americans obediently turned it round. They're not going to go into this nation without some sort of superiority, and I don't think they do have it at the moment. Now the S-300s around the nuclear facilities and probably covering Tehran as well. But we're looking at a situation now where if something really goes off, Russia can be in that airbase complying with their new alliance with Iran and China. It's a mess. It's a complete mess. And Syria is turning into a mess. And progress is being made both in Iraq and in Syria against these Takfiris. I mean, the ISIS mob, the Al-Qaeda mob, the Free Syrian Army mob, all these paid mercenaries are suffering quite badly, and I think that's probably one of the reasons why Turkey went in there. But who knows?
Turkey's objective was to remove... Well, first of all, I think Turkey's overriding objective is to end this plan for an independent Kurdistan, because Turkey understands that the U.S. plan to carve part of Turkey off to make the Kurdistan, along with parts of Iraq and parts of Syria. And Turkey doesn't want to give up that territory. So that's a big part of what's driving them forward. If they can kill off the Kurds, then there's no more necessity for an independent Kurdistan. And that's definitely contrary to the U.S. foreign policy in the region.
Well, it's significant that this stealth machine was detected by the Iranian radar. They've just brought online a new one. And it doesn't say much for your F-22 and F-35 stealth machines.
It really doesn't, and I'll tell you where they failed on that one. And yes, this drone the U.S. tried to send in from Afghanistan to Iran was supposed to be radar evading, which is not the same thing as stealth. But stealth only works for a specific range of radar frequencies it's designed to defeat. And what they've been discovering is that, the modern ultra-high-frequency radars have a great deal of difficulty seeing the stealth aircraft. But if they drag those old low-frequency VHF radars out of storage and turn them on, these stealth aircraft show up like, you know, brilliant targets in the sky. They're not designed to deal with those frequencies.
Yeah, well, of course, the modern radars now are off. Of both Iran and Russia are phased array, which covers the whole radar spectrum from low-frequency VHF to high-frequency UHF.
Well, now, phased array antennas don't have that much to do with the frequencies. And as a matter of fact, phased array radars generally work best in those higher frequencies.
Yes.
But the old-fashioned spinning antenna VHF radars can see those stealth aircraft.
Yeah, well, that's the old Doppler-type radar, which will pick
them
up.
It's not
even
Doppler, just a straight-out bounce, a skin paint.
Yeah, but it's a situation where everybody now is aware of what lights up these aircraft like a lighthouse beam.
Yeah, if you have a radar whose wavelength is longer than the aircraft itself, you're going to get a bounce back on it. The B-2, the F-117 are designed to foil very high-frequency radars, where the wavelength is just a few inches or maybe a foot at most. But the longer wavelength radars are picking these things up. Remember when the U.S. ran was four F-22s along the border with Korea as a demonstration, and they got a phone call from China saying, are you aware these things are showing up on the radars here?
Well, the thing is, with the beauty of the phased array is that if they find the frequency that the material of the stealth is resonating with, that's the frequency they lock on with.
Well, stealth aircraft don't resonate with a particular frequency. They're trying to absorb that. The purpose of a phased array radar is it can be pointed to any part of the sky instantaneously. There's no big massive antenna to swing around. That's why you have a phased array radar. It can literally switch from one part of the sky to the other in a split second.
I beg to differ slightly with you, Michael. But anyway,
okay,
none for that. The problem is, again, with phased array, you can actually pick up the efflux from a jet engine. You don't need to pick the aircraft up. You can actually pick the efflux up.
Well, a lot of these engines, though, are masked for that and for the infrared. That's why if you look at the F-117, the engine exhausts are these thin slits at the trailing edge of the inner wing, and they vent upward to hide the infrared signature from the ground, and the engine is buried deep inside the fuselage, so they can't even get a Doppler on the compressors.
Oh, I understand that, but the sensitivity of these things now, the modern ones, are quite phenomenal compared with the first generation of this equipment. But not for that, it demonstrates this piece of equipment that was radar evading, shall we say.
Yeah, that's the term they use, but the Iranians picked it up immediately. Anyway, listen, so, John, thank you very much. I'm going to let you go. I got a bunch of news I need to get into, and thank you for the phone call. We're going to be moving along here. And now then, not too long ago, there was a photograph that came out supposedly from Ukraine. And it was supposedly taken by a Ministry of Defense advisor who's recently been fired. And apparently it's been exposed as a fake. Because the author of the photo, Dmitry Muravsky, an amateur photographer who served as an advisor to the defense ministry, he claimed it was made on June 4th in this one village. However, numerous Ukrainian journalists and photographers are saying it's clearly a fake. And it's manipulative. And yes, you have to be on the lookout for that. Pictures that are going to be used to try and motivate you, grab you by the emotions, an emotional appeal, so that you don't think about what you're looking at. Now then, story coming out of Russia Insider. The New York Times, dishonest and hypocritical reporting on Ukraine. And I found this New York Times article very offensive, because it took this tone that the American people have been so dumbed down that they don't understand that the corporate media has all the facts and the truth, and those independent media wackos are just leading them down this primrose path to folly and so forth and so on. And, I mean, the opposite is true. The New York Times told us that Saddam had nuclear weapons. The New York Times told us humans are warming the earth. The New York Times told us Assad was gassing his own people. And on and on and on. The New York Times has a long record of being the handmaiden for government propaganda. And so for them to take this attitude that anybody who doesn't read the New York Times and just believe what they're told by it is somehow dumb. No, we're smart. That's why we're not paying attention any longer. Now, here is an interesting development. We had this caller who called into the show yesterday about Zbigniew Brzezinski, who wrote this book, The Grand Chessboard, which argued for eventual U.S. domination of the entire world, which was a founding principle for the project for the New American Century in the 1990s, and its new follow-on, the project for whatever they've called themselves this week. And here's the interesting thing, because there's an article out of Zero Hedge, The Broken Chessboard, where Brzezinski is now saying this can't work out. because he's looking at what's going on with the United States, its military preparedness or capability, versus what's out there in Russia and China, and he's saying, it can't be done now. And he's actually saying, it's time to pull back. Of course, he's not getting any coverage in the corporate media, but this is the guy who came up with that whole idea, we can conquer the world, we're the United States of America. And now, here he is a little bit further on saying, this might not be such a good idea to pursue. Interesting story out of Salon.com. There's an Israeli think tank that has literally come on out and said to the United States of America and its allies, please do not destroy ISIS. It's going to be a very useful tool against Iran, Hezbollah, and Syria. Really, Israel wants ISIS to continue. Kind of makes you wonder who ISIS is really working for. We know they're getting supplies from the United States. But have you noticed all these so-called horrible Islamic terror groups? They never attack Israel. They're always attacking everybody else. They're attacking other Muslims and Christians when convenient. They never go after Israel because one does not bite the hand that feeds it. Now, getting on to what John in Barbados was talking about, our preparedness. We know that because of the military-industrial complex and its political core, that America's latest weapons are hugely expensive and really not very good. Because the original Cold War mentality was vast amounts of money to build weapons that, in theory, would never actually be used. So they could be junk. They looked good on display. They looked good in the parades. And they had to rig the tests. That was okay, too. And by the way, I'm going to mention this one more time. There's a wonderful book and a wonderful movie called The Pentagon Wars. The film was directed by Richard Benjamin. And it's based on the true story of the development of the Bradley Infantry Fighting Vehicle. And the original book was written by the guy who was right in the middle of it all. And you need to hunt that down and see it, because that's really what goes on in weapons development. It's all about the money and the deals, and let's add more stuff, and, you know, cost plus will boost our profits on this whole thing. And we've been talking about how the F-22 is still, 5 years in, having problems with its in-flight oxygen system for the pilots. They can't go as high as the plane is supposed to go. The problems with the F-35 are legion. Software for the cannon is not going to be available for another 2 years at least. The network targeting system still shows multiple false targets. They can't synchronize. The so-called glass cockpit, where sensors around the plane were feeding into these $400,000 each helmets the pilots are wearing, can't fuse the images correctly. The helmets are still having problems. They can't deliver those. You have the Independence-class littoral combat ship suffering massive corrosion problems because of a design flaw. Freedom-class littoral combat ships have drivetrain problems. And now we've got the USS Gerald Ford, a $13 billion with a B dollar boondoggle. And it's years overdue, billions over budget, and the Pentagon admits it's not combat worthy. The magnetic catapults won't work. The whiz-bang radars don't work. That's what our military-industrial complex has been producing. Meanwhile, Russia and China, their weapons development programs are all about developing effective weapons. And we've seen how good they are in places like Syria. And they're nowhere near as expensive. And more countries that are not constrained by political considerations or treaty obligations are starting to go to Russia and China to buy weapons. We're not ready to fight a world war. We're not going to be able to win it, even if it goes nuclear. We got to stop this insanity. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009, but now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm looking at the corporate media, and they are really pushing this whole story about Russia's breaking into our election system. And I'm starting to get this really sick feeling that if the establishment doesn't win their elections, if McCain goes down to defeat, if Hillary goes down to defeat, they're literally going to try and build a case to say the elections, we have to invalidate them and hold them all over again because Russia was interfering in it. And it's only going to take us maybe 10 or 11 years to revamp our election system and make it trustworthy, blah, 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 blah. But they're hitting this way too hard, and again, there is absolutely zero justification for saying this is Russia. Because if they can't find those ransomware authors, if they can't find the people dumping Viagra ads into your email boxes, then they sure as heck cannot identify who hacked into the election systems. Personally, I think you ought to be looking closer to home, especially given the existing track record of the Hillary campaign engaging in massive fraud. Don't forget, up in New York, okay, the official results from the electronic voting machines in three precincts differed from the exit polls by 20% favoring Hillary. Anything over 2%, it's considered evidence of election fraud, both by the United Nations and the United States State Department. It isn't Russia. They're just being blamed for it. All right, let's take a phone call. Blaze in Mississippi. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? I'm sorry,
Madison Michigan.
Michigan.
Addison Heights, Michigan.
Yes.
How you doing, Mike?
Doing fine.
Good. Listen, what I would like to say is that I believe that what they're going to do is that when it gets close to the election and they see that they're not, the outcome's not coming the way they want it, mm-hmm. they're going to throw a glitch in. Whether like George Norrie's talking about with the power grid, a sudden burst here, burst there, so it can be called on. I don't know if that would happen, but I would have to say that it seems to me with the way things are pointing, people are already stressed out, and it's like they can't understand, like, you know, they're already having a hard time making their bills and everything. It's like they can't weigh this right. And if one of them glitches were to happen like that, it seems like the fall would happen right there. You see what you see where I'm coming from?
Yeah, I understand that, and it would be an act of utter desperation. And frankly, at that point, I think the American people would realize that we don't have democracy in this country any longer. That this entrenched establishment, this narcocracy, are going to do anything it takes to hang on to power, including destroying the nation itself.
Okay. Well, here I went out and voted, and all of a sudden we're watching the numbers come in. Hillary doesn't get it the way she's got it coming. Oh, my goodness. All of a sudden, there's a little bit of a ripple going on. Oh, the election's having a problem. You know, this is big time, the big time world, the big time TV, the big time networks. We're running into a glitch, you know. I mean, I'm feeling that. That's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling that emotional release right there, where I believe honestly that it would be called. You guys talk about about Obama calling for this or that. I'm for Donald Trump. I'm voting for him. I'm watching my neighbor in a suburb Detroit right here. I'm watching all my neighbors around me. I'm in a big Democratic community. Years ago, they all used to have the Democratic signs up. They don't right now. And mm-hmm. I'll tell you right now, I honestly believe, I feel that there is something major going to happen around that election time. I feel it. I feel it right here. I feel it. If I wish Paul Harvey was alive, my buddy Paul Harvey, he yes. used to lay it on me for every Saturday morning. Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news. I used to love that guy. And he'd come yes. on with the straight talk all the time. What a great news anchor, man. But I'm letting you know, there is something boiling on that aspect of the entire situation, and that the day of, maybe the day before, the day of, something's going to happen where that's going to be the trigger. You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying. The question is, are they willing to risk a revolution in this country to try and hang on to power? Because we already have, everybody's going to be voting for Trump, is going to be wearing red.
Michael.
Hang on. We're coming up on a commercial break, so I'm going to have to cut you off here. You know, if everybody's out there, and we know that everybody that we know voted for Trump and they give it to Hillary, that could be the spark that triggers a revolution. And I certainly don't intend to risk my body by standing in the way of it. Thank you for the phone call. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
IRA and 401k account holders. Are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run? Or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And I'm already getting emails about that last call. Michael, they feel the same thing as this caller. Something is going to happen if they think Hillary will not win. I think they'll try and assassinate Donald Trump, because that's the most straightforward thing to get Hillary into the White House without risking an outright revolution. And even then, who knows? All righty. Ashton Carter is now out there joining the chorus of voices demanding that Turkey not hit the U.S.-backed terrorists operating in Syria. And he's got a lot of nerve to do that, because the U.S. legally has no business in Syria. They don't. That's the bottom line here. Syria has invited Russia in to deal with all of the terrorists, U.S.-backed and otherwise. Turkey is now waiting on in. And if Turkey doesn't have a right to be in there, which is the position we're getting from Ashton Carter, and France, and Germany, and Obama, then neither does the United States. See how that works? I mean, the U.S. is taking this position. We have a right to go into anybody's country and blow up anything we want, but you don't. What's wrong with you? Don't you understand these rules we just made up? So let's talk about the economic news, because the indicators are not good. And I look at stories like the gouging with the EpiPen as an indication that the CEOs and the Wall Street insiders know this economy is about to implode. And so the attitude is grab what you can while you still can, get it out hidden in the Cayman Islands. They're not making decisions that are what's best for their corporations, let alone the country and the American people. It's all about grabbing for themselves, and that's a red warning sign. Now, you remember Chipotle? It's this restaurant that not too long ago announced they were going to have a GMO-free menu, at which point all of a sudden the Chipotle store started getting hit with all of these E. coli contamination scandals. Way too many of them. It was very, very obvious. Prior to this announcement about GMO-free food, Chipotle's never had any problem with contamination. And a lot of people were thinking this was industrial sabotage to destroy a corporation unwilling to go along with Monsanto's GMO agenda. And Chipotle has paid a huge price. A lot of their stores were closed for a long time, and they're in serious economic trouble. Now there are 10,000 Chipotle workers who are suing for unpaid wages. So Chipotle may be driven out of business for wanting to serve safe, healthy food to the American people. And that tells you how upside down our entire society has become. Remember Abercrombie and Fitch. Say that three times fast. They've been struggling for a long, long time, and they attracted quite a bit of controversy because they started coming out with these catalogs that seem to edge dangerously close to poor taste, with very, very young models in very revealing poses, and they were certainly very artistic and very well produced, but it didn't bring the customers back. And they have had 14 straight quarterly losses, and Abercrombie and Fitch just announced they're going to be closing 60 stores nationwide. So it's another iconic American company that is in serious, serious trouble. Obamacare is not doing very well. Several major insurance companies have cut their losses and withdrawn from the Obamacare exchanges. 70% of the Obamacare's co-ops have failed now. And it basically is leaving one out of every six Obamacare enrollees with only one health insurance option, which means these health insurance companies are free to raise rates and deductibles. Some parts of the country, like Pinal County, Arizona, there is no available private health insurance under Obamacare. It's just not there. Meanwhile, according to Iranian ambassador to Russia, trade between Iran and Russia is up 70% over the last 6 months. Visas issued to tourists and businessmen have doubled. And there you see what's really going on. Russia's making deals. They're doing trade, peace through commerce. It's this U.S. government mafia-like attitude of do what we say or something bad is going to happen to you. It's not working. It is not working. Okay. Let me send a quick message. People are still writing in. They have the toll-free number, which they can't reach. So this seems like a really good time to repeat those phone numbers again if you want to call into the show. Our toll-free number is not working. And the numbers to reach the show, if you want to talk to me, 512-716-1603, 512-716-1883, 512-716-1883. 1897. Also, if you're anywhere near Republic Broadcasting, you'll notice a string with a Dixie cup hanging out of the control room window, and you can pick that up and get on the air with that as well. Now, yesterday I went on a rant over the high failure rate of modern products and how they're designed to fail so that you buy the same thing over and over and over and over again. And today I'm sitting in front of two monitors on my computer, which are virtually indistinguishable from the two monitor setup I had last week, except that I am now $350 poorer. And I actually got some emails from people saying about how they used to work in repair on various appliances and cameras and things. And they noticed back in 2000 that all of a sudden parts that had been made out of metal were being made out of plastic that was guaranteed to wear out. I was telling these people about the LED flashlights. I mean, we used to have the Edison-style tungsten light bulb. And then we went to the compact fluorescents because the U.S. government passed a law about energy efficiency. And that law was actually written so that only compact fluorescents would qualify. So we all went with the compact fluorescents. Those turned out not to be very good. They're highly toxic. If you break one, you're exposed to mercury vapor. And there was a lot of problem with the electronics in the compact fluorescents shorting out, overheating, actually causing fires, and using a lot more electricity than you thought you were supposed to be using. Then the LED lights came along, and the LEDs themselves do have an amazing lifespan, but the components with them also seem to fail after just a few months. When the LEDs first came along, I got these lamps from Cree, and 6 months later, half of them had failed. So I hunted down the current YouTube copy of The Light Bulb Conspiracy. Now, this is a documentary you should look at, and it will get taken down because it's copywritten, and somebody will go to YouTube and say, please take this down, because it paints a very disturbing photo or image of America's industry, where it isn't a case that they can't make a quality, durable product. It's more profitable for them to make junk that wears out. And like I keep saying, I've got this Commodore VIC-20 from 1983, and it still works perfectly. So don't tell me it's impossible to build computer equipment that's going to last a while. And you know what's really kind of amazing? You hear all these people who are out there screaming about human-caused global warming and the environment, and we've got to protect the environment by taxing you for carbon dioxide. And you never hear them talk about the environmental damage and the carbon emissions that result from our particular model of manufacturing, which is to make something that breaks in a way that can't be repaired. So you just throw it into a landfill with all of its toxic components, and you buy a new one. And it's profitable for the corporations, and it is demonstrably very bad for the environment. But oh, no, we're not going to talk about that. We have to talk about carbon taxes and polar bears and all that other stuff. Now, when you have a healthy economy where ordinary people are able to trade their labor for decent wages and salaries, you can get away with planned obsolescence. Our economy is not there. People are learning to do without. I'll give you one personal example. I used to have these coffee makers where you'd make up the coffee the night before, and it was on a timer, and it would do all this stuff, and you'd wake up the next morning, there'd be coffee waiting for you. And there was always this little tiny basket, gold-plated, where you'd put the coffee. And that was the first thing to fail. It would tear. You go back to the store, no, we don't carry the replacement baskets. We have a new coffee machine you can buy. So I quit. I have a old-fashioned coffee press now. Doesn't use electricity, doesn't have a computer built in, and it's already lasted more than twice as long as one of these fancy electronic gizmos. I use a lot of computers up here in the office. The rest of my life, I'm turning into a Luddite. Low-tech. I don't need computers and everything here. So you may want to look at that documentary, The Light Bulb Conspiracy, because it tells you why things fail. It's to keep you working and paying for the same thing over and over and over and over again. So the corporations make more money off of you. All right. We're going to take a phone call. Bob in Colorado. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, how are you tonight?
Doing
Listen,
good.
I have an idea. I don't know if you're going to agree with it, but I think some people might. And that is, since Donald Trump is not really taking all these globalist money, and since he does have some money, I think it'd be a great idea that he passes out at all his rallies a red Trump hat. That way we can't fail. and he has the money to give all his people the red hats. And when they go to the booths on election day, and they're wearing that wonderful hat from Trump because he gave them that gift to show the whole world who the people really are voting for, it might really make a difference, Mike. And I'll listen to your response.
Okay, well, it's a good idea, except for the fact that the vast majority of the American people never make it to a political rally. Certainly the people that go to the rallies will have those red hats, but everybody can go and find a red T-shirt. And that's why it's such a powerful idea. It's even better than my little idea about the tape thing. If everybody is just wearing red on election day, everybody who's voting for Hillary for Donald Trump wears red, and if you're voting for Hillary Clinton, you can wear blue if you want. But the idea is to make it instantly obvious to everybody what the real voters are voting for on November 8th. And the hats are a good idea, and yes, he's got the money to put that out there. But again, most Americans are never going to be able to get to a Donald Trump rally. He's hitting the major cities. He's not even going to come out here to Hawaii that I'm aware of. I know there's a Trump campaign team here in Hawaii, and I've been invited to one of their soirees here next month. But he himself is not coming out here. So we have to take it upon ourselves. Get yourself a nice bright red T-shirt. If you are supporting Donald Trump, and if you are voting for Donald Trump on election day, you wear that red T-shirt so that everybody can see who was voting for Donald Trump. And that's going to make it very, very difficult for the corporate media to come on back and say, oh, well, you know, it's a landslide for Hillary Clinton. And yes, there's a lot of red shirts out there, but really it's the mail-in votes and the absentee ballots and those electronic machines. They all tell us it was Hillary Clinton. And like I said, election fraud can change a contest by a few percentage points, but they can't reverse an outright landslide, or it's obvious to everybody what was done. And we need to be encouraged by the Brexit vote, because they were using the same fear-mongering against the British people. They were rigging the election as hard as they could, and still the voters prevailed. Now, of course, the British government is trying to figure out some way they can justify telling the voters to go jump in the English Channel, and that may trigger a civil war within Great Britain. Everything's hanging by a thread. All right, so thank you very much for the phone call, Bob, and yeah, the hat would be nice, but the vast majority of Americans are never going to get to a rally, so take it upon yourself to have a red shirt available on Election Day if you are voting for Donald Trump. And if you're voting for Hillary, go ahead and put on a blue shirt. We'll try not to laugh too hard. Now, turning to immigration, and it is a mess. Merkel is now admitting she's made a few little tiny mistakes with the handling of the immigration issue, but still stands firm on the policy, even though the German people are turning on her. It's already half of Germany does not want her serving another term in office, and the numbers are only going to turn against her more and more. And Merkel is still out there saying, you know, this has been a great success, this open-door policy. We've achieved a lot since then, and we need to do more. We're in a completely different position since last year. Yeah, certainly there's been a lot more rape and crime and a huge drain on the German taxpayers for all these refugees who are unwilling or unable to work and need to be subsidized. Been a huge, huge success for George Soros and all the New World Order people. But the population of planet Earth, 7 billion strong, does not want to be part of a New World Order, one world government. Most of them have enough problems dealing with the small government they're already having to live under. Very alarming article came out of katehahn.com about the friction from the refugees have literally brought Europe to the edge of a civil war, in which the members of the European Union are going to split apart, and they could actually go to war, the hereditary Europeans versus these refugees. Merkel and Soros and the rest of them have literally brought an entire army into the heart of their country, and don't seem to recognize the danger. because they're true believers. We serve that higher purpose of a one-world government. It will be wonderful. No, it won't. Take a look at the government of the United States of America, or for that matter, Germany, and extrapolate it upward to a global scale, and you'll realize what an unmitigated disaster a single global government is going to be. Meanwhile, Obama wants to ramp up the U.S. commitment to Syrian refugees. Apparently, 10,000 isn't enough. Oh, no, we've got to do so much more. Well, how many Syrian refugees are you going to be housing in that new house you just bought out here on the other side of this island, Barry? We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to this show. And it's becoming more and more obvious that this whole open borders policy, a lot of which comes out of George Soros and his Open Society Foundation, is all about blurring the populations of planet Earth together to destroy our sense of regional, cultural, historical identity. And apparently Soros and his co-plotters were absolutely convinced that they could flood all of these criminals and rapists and dregs of society into new places, and everybody would join hands and sit around the campfire and sing Kumbaya. And it's not working out, but they're still moving forward. Before the commercial break, I was mentioning where Obama is out there saying 10,000 Syrians is nowhere near enough. We need to bring more in. They're rushing because they understand. People are digging their heels in and saying, no, we're Americans. We want America for Americans. The Germans want Germany for the Germans. The French want to be France. The Swedes want to be Sweden. Now, the U.S. Department of State is currently reviewing vendor bids to develop and disseminate radio, TV, and print advertisements across Guatemala that will teach Guatemalans how to get free stuff here in the United States of America. They're literally out there luring people into this country with promises of free stuff. And I find that appalling. And this has nothing to do with racism. It has to do with our collective property. Because the United States of America was not created by the government, wasn't even created by the corporations. The United States represents the accumulated work product of 2 centuries of the Americans building a nation. And each generation that added to that collective wealth, roads, bridges, rails, whatever, intended to leave that as their legacy to the next generation of Americans. That's what it was built for. And here we have Hillary Clinton and George Soros and Barack Obama who literally want to just give that all away in exchange for votes and support. And it's not theirs to give, ultimately. And I know I'm going to get a bunch of emails saying, oh, you're being racist. The people should be free to go wherever they want. Oh, really? Okay, step across the border into Mexico. See what happens. Step across the border without permission into Russia. See what happens. Step across the border to any nation on earth and you are going to be in trouble. This idea of totally open borders, it's a romantic notion. It's simply not practical. We got to take a break for station identification. We will be right back.
To shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners, or maybe some joint aid, or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help, health-wise, at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.